everybody. We have a great, great show in store for you guys today here on ESPN 1700 AM. You can reach us by calling 619-399-3300. You can go to our website, bigdaddyradio.com, and you can drop us an email. All emails are confidential, and all emails are returned. Okay, guys, I'm sitting here with the bevy of beauties today, and we will be introducing each of them. And we have, I'm very excited about this. We have the very enlightened and celebrity pet psychic, Sonia Fitzpatrick, joining the show today. So, Sonia, are you there?
Yes, darling, I am.
Hello, love. I want to introduce you to my co-host, Dr. Angela Moscovich. She's a therapist in town.
Okay. Hi there.
Hello, Angela.
Hi, welcome.
And
we have
Jeannie Taylor joining us from AKT. She's a CPA. We call her the tax diva.
Yes. Which and, no one's ever called me that before.
But she is now. She came to the Big Daddy Radio Show and she got a name. And she's just super intelligent. I wouldn't recommend anyone but her firm for taxes and tax issues, which we'll talk about. And we have our new pop culture correspondent, Lindsay Chillison from Five Star Escrow, who we love. We love everybody over at Five Star Escrow. They do a fantastic job. But you're going to be here joining the show for
Absolutely.
Some fun. And we have an announcement to make how our new format will be on some of these
so
days.
So exciting.
All right, Sonia, we love you. I read your
Thank
book.
Thank you.
I read your book, There Are No Sad Dogs in Heaven. And I have to tell you, it made me very sad.
Yes, but I know. It's the saddest time in any of our lives when we have to say goodbye to that wonderful physical body. But it's not the end.
No, and I have shared with the audience previously after you and I had spoke about my mom coming through and my dog Abby that had passed and my dad and how accurate you were, chillingly accurate, with the description of where they would be in my house. So you transcend just communicating with animals. What I found interesting was as a child you were deaf.
Yes.
So
I was born with a hearing loss.
Okay.
And I couldn't hear people, but I could always hear the animals very clearly. And they taught me their language. And no humans ever taught me their language. The animals taught me everything about their language and how they feel and how they understand, how intelligent they are, which, of course, we all animal lovers know that.
Right. And your book, it's a lot of anecdotal stories about clients that have called in or that you've done readings for. And you've done it for people that want to communicate with their cows, to people that want to communicate with their dogs.
Yes. Yes.
And I just found the book to be a really great thing. And I want people to get out there and buy it. Now, they're probably selling it on Amazon. Where else are they selling it, Sonia?
Yes.
Do you know where else? Yes. Is it for sale at like Barnes & Noble and all the major bookstores?
Yes, and you can download it too.
Ah, you're very progressive, my dear. I like it.
Yes.
That's why I love my Sonia.
Well, you can't keep up with the modern technology today. It's amazing.
You sure are. That's amazing. So the book was compiled, so you have people ongoing. So now when we're talking, do you have to be preset, like we're talking, we're doing an interview? Would my mom come through while you and I are doing an interview?
No, usually, darling, if you're talking generally to me, it's tremendous concentration with
Got
what
it.
I do.
So,
and I go on to the other side of my brain, and then, you know, they just don't come through like that. It's, you never know who's going to visit us when, you know, you have a reading, and it's the only opportunity they have to come through.
Right.
And to say hello and to let us know that they're not dead, because many of them will come through and say, oh, everyone thinks we're dead except you, because most people that call me or have a reading with me know, or they've seen me on television or on my show or heard me on the radio, they know what I do and how I do it. So, you know, it's like they're going to make the most of the time when somebody books a reading
right.
to come through and say hello. And
right.
because it's the only time they do. But they are, life goes on the other side. It's just the physical body that dies, that, you know, with the animals and with us, of course.
Right.
And but I think our energy goes on back to the spiritual realm.
Right.
And often people as well as animals reincarnate over and over again.
Well, that's what I wanted to – the reason I wanted to ask you that question was so our listeners could understand that, you know, today we're talking about your book and, you know, we want them to go out and get it. It's a very comforting book for anybody who has lost a pet. And it's a very good introduction to Sonia if you've not read her other two books that she has. This is your third book, correct?
Yes. One's called What the Animals Tell Me, and the other one is all about cats, which is called Cat Talk. And in Cat Talk, I have also explained to people how they can speak to their cat, but it also works for all animals, how to communicate and how their language works. And so, you know, the two books there, the first book says a lot about my childhood and how I came to talk to animals. And the second book is more descriptive. It's still got stories of cats in, and cats are very psychic. They're very mystic, and they're very different from dogs, as we well know.
Right. Interesting. I think, you know, you calling into the show today, today being September 11th,
yes,
is very profound. And we want everybody to know out there that
yes,
we certainly, our heart is there for all those who have been impacted one way or the other, whether it be by a loss or a loved one. It's unimaginable still, even at this point, all these years later, that that still looms over all of us. But it's very profound that you're calling in today. And we want everyone to know that we certainly remember September 11th. And it's a very sad day. But I think we learned a lot from that incident in this country. And hopefully it helped bring people together a little more.
Mm-hmm. I think always tragedies like that do. You know, they bring people closer. And the other things in our life just seem so ridiculous when something that we worry about, when something so tragically happens and touches, you know, so it makes a huge difference to so many people's lives.
It's horrible. So, but I wanted to, you know, make sure to point that out. But let's talk about you had a TV show on Animal Planet.
I did.
You have your radio show on satellite radio.
And we're working now with one of those project producers on another TV show, so that's good news.
Oh, that is good news. So we'll have...
And my granddaughter has the same gift as I have, and she's only 11.
Right.
And she's you know, going to be doing something too.
Interesting.
She's on my radio show. You probably heard her, darling.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. And Emma, your daughter Emma, did it like skip a generation?
Yeah, she's the practical one. You know, all I do is talk to animals.
Right.
And Emma does all everything. You know, she arranges everything. She travels with me. We're in New York right now, actually, you know, doing the book tour. And she does everything, all the practical things. As I said, I have the easy job just talking to animals. And a wonderful job, you know, because animals are wonderful to talk to. And I feel very humbled when I speak to animals because they have got it right. They love unconditionally. They're faithful. They're loyal. And they rarely ever tell lies. You know, they are just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, animals are so wonderful to live with, as we all know. And they bring us joy constantly, always pleased to see us when we open that door and step inside the house. And they mean, you know, there are children in purpose.
Right. It is the theme of our show, the way you just described the animal. So you fit right in. And that's why I knew we had to have you on. And I was excited that you were having another book come out and really grateful that you were willing to call in and talk to us, because I think people, especially people who've lost a pet or may be grieving, call in. You can call in to Sonia, either try to get her on the radio show. And is there other ways that people can get a reading with you?
If they go to my website at SoniaFitzpatrick.com, so often I'm also a guest on other people's radio shows, as I am on yours.
Right.
And, you know, they can get a free reading on my radio show. If they call in. We do get very busy, and some people are amazing. They just hang on and call every week until they eventually get through. I'm always amazed that people do that.
Oh, well, I waited for 40 minutes. So I was there for you, sweetheart. You know, I knew that.
I know. I'm amazed people are so patient.
Well,
but they do because everybody wants to know, you know, what their animals are thinking and feeling.
Right.
And if we've lost an animal, you know, that has gone on to the spirit world, you know, people just love to hear their animal talking from there, whether it's from the physical plane or it's, as I call it, heaven. You know, people just love to hear from their animal
and
from people, too, that they got in spirit.
So what's 45 minutes?
That's right. You know, hey, it was 45 minutes and it was life-changing,
well worth it.
Actually.
Yeah,
especially because it ended up being something more global for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my mom and dad had came through as well. And Sonia was very accurate. I mean, she described our house to a T. And, you know, for those people that are skeptics, because I know you run into that, Sonia.
Oh, gosh, yes. You know, and it's good to be skeptical, I think. And people have to, that's why I always have to speak to people that actually live with the animal, you know, their human companion, because they can, you know, verify and validate what is coming through. And usually the loved ones in the spirit world will give you information that only you know. And often the animal will, too.
Right. I mean, absolutely. You were very accurate with everything that you had talked to me about. And, you know, I've been in a very rough place with my mom passing. And the message that you were able to provide to me was very comforting, especially when you it's recent and you have, you know, you're having bad days and good days and trying to stay balanced, as we know she would want us to be. But the other thing in here, the story I was reading that I liked, I just found, now did your hearing, it was restored as you got older? Was there a surgery?
Well, I had surgery, and thanks to modern technology, I wear hearing aids.
And
I can hear so well now. You know, if I've got my hearing aids out, it's rather nice then, because I can't hear very much at all. And sometimes it's not always nice to hear what's going on. So I have a great way.
We agree, baby. Your story about losing Ellie was in the beginning of the book was very touching.
Oh, yes.
Your Rhodesian Ridgeback. I think what resonated with me, and I don't know, Jeannie, you have dogs. Angela has animals. Lindsay, do you have a dog? Huh?
I do.
So we're all animal people here. But
yes.
I think what resonated.
There's a dog coming through now, actually, that had a lot of trouble with the right back leg. Who did that one belong to? An arthritis in the lower spine and the legs.
It was probably Abby, my dog.
Oh, God, it would be.
Yeah. She had bladder cancer, but she did
have... She wants to come through and say hello again.
Yes,
and
let her
says,
in.
You know she's around you all the time. And she wants you to know... When did you change your car?
How do you know all this stuff? Just a couple months ago.
Yeah, she said she loves it.
So she's still taking rides with us then. I mean, we literally just changed.
She loves it. She said it's absolutely beautiful.
She is. She's a beautiful dog. So she's come through.
She's
that makes me happy.
Your car, darling.
Oh,
she likes your car.
Oh, jeez. Okay, yes. She's got that right. But she
Oh, my God. She said, it's not any old car my dad's got. You know, it's got everything. It's beautiful. He loves his car, she said. Nearly as much, but not as much as he loves me.
That's right. Aww. Not even close. That's totally sweet. But that dog was in the car with me a lot, too. And
yes, even now.
Yeah, well, I got to remember that they're with us.
Yes, remember that because she likes the new one.
That's wonderful.
That's good. We'll keep the back window open in honor of her because she loved to stick her head out the window. I have before we go, can you talk to people about the theme of how a dog or a cat can pass into another, maybe
dimension.
New pets? Yes, and then they come reincarnate back to another pet.
Oh, and do often, and people will say they recognize it too. And sometimes even an animal that has passed over, if there's another animal in the house, They will also go in and out of that animal's body because they're just energy when they're in their spiritual body. Mm-hmm. And with just energy, it's easy to go in and out. And people will sometimes see, after one of their animals have passed over, a lot of sort of characteristics of the animals that's passed, sometimes in the ones that are still left. And I have to say that animals grieve very deeply when another animal dies. The animals do grieve, you know, the ones that are left in the house. They, you know, and they love each other. Often animals, well, nearly always, if you're a family, the dogs love each other. Or even if a cat passes and you've got cats and dogs, all the animals grieve too when that one passes.
Right.
But they go to a wonderful place. And I love the name heaven because that's absolutely where they go. And they come out of their body and they go onto the spiritual realm. But they're able, because their energy, to go backwards and forwards and be with us and be around us. And often when they first pass out of their body, they're very much with us for most of the time. And sometimes people have wonderful experiences, like they'll be asleep in bed and they can waken up because their cat, who's passed over, or their dog has jumped on the bed and walked over them, and they feel it, and you're like, oh my god, you know, my cat walked over me in the night. Did I imagine it or didn't I? And that's exactly what your animal is telling you. Hey, I'm still around you and I'm still with you. And when the you know, we have to learn to live without them because we don't have a choice.
Right.
But when we do, then we start to feel and sense them around us. And that is when they are around us, and we do feel it. We do feel them with us. You do, I'm sure.
I feel Abby. It's weird. We have our other dog, Maddie, who, since Abby passed, I think she's Abby. She's, like, turned into a completely different dog. Her behaviors are like the dog that passed, and it's weird. It's weird. And so I believe in all of this. I might have been a little skeptical before, but Sonia...
Oh, it's good, as I said, to be skeptical, darling. Yeah. Even I am at times.
No. You're a very, very wonderful person, and you're a very giving person. And all the work you do with animals is very much appreciated by so many people all over the world. And
thank you, darling.
You know, we have a lot of love for you here on the show, and I hope you'll be able to join us again.
I'd love to. It was so nice talking to you again.
You too. We definitely have to have a private talk. So I'll make sure that we do that. And say hi to Emma, and your granddaughter has the same gift, as you were saying. So I hope the TV show pans out. If all that happens, you got to come back on, and we'll get everybody all caught up that's listening. For now,
thank you so much.
Of course. And for now, we want everyone to go out and buy Sonia Fitzpatrick's book, There Are No Sad Dogs in Heaven. You will love the book. I read it in one night. I do have to tell you that the puppy decided to eat the bottom corner of the book. So thank God I'd read it. So,
oh, good.
So something attracted him to this book. I don't know. But our new little one was attracted. So there's something to be said. Because he doesn't chew on anything else. It's weird.
Huh.
So anyway, Sonia.
Yeah, miracles happen around us all the time, don't they?
Yes, and we want to celebrate those, definitely. Okay, my love. Thank you so
dear.
For calling
in. Thank you
for
having me on the show.
Okay,
bye-bye.
We appreciate you.
Take care, love.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, folks, that was Sonia Fitzpatrick, the pet psychic. There are no sad dogs in heaven. We'll talk more about it when we come back from break, and we're going to be meeting and talking to the tax diva, Jeannie Taylor from AKT CPAs and Business Consultants. Also, Lindsay Chilson is here, and the beautiful Dr. Angela Moskowitz. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, Credit Repair Mike here. I'm very happy to be the only credit repair company recommended by Mr. Credit, and I hope the information I've brought to the show has helped you in some way. Right now, our company is growing so rapidly that we are looking to hire more sales agents immediately. So if you know someone who is out of work and wants to make some extra money, we have both full-time and part-time positions available. Our credit repair program is only $4.99 per person. Yes, $4.99 per person, no matter what. And we have a money-back guarantee. The program sells itself. That's why Mr. Credit recommends us. because you can't get full-service credit repair this cheap from anywhere else. Call me, Credit Repair Mike, at 1-800-525-1349 to find out more. That's 1-800-525-1349 or go to creditrepairmike.com. creditrepairmike.com. That's creditrepairmike.com.
If your service is 5 stars, your escrow partner should be too. 5-Star Escrow, getting your transactions closed and getting you paid. 5starescrow.com. 5starescrow.com.
Hey, Golick, we're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was enjoying one of these new Marie Callender's sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches.
Where'd you get that?
And this cheddar biscuit.
So there was just one?
So warm and flaky.
You ate mine, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Luckily, Marie is giving away 1 million sandwiches for free. Just look for a coupon and select Marie Callender's dinners.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends January 7th, 2014. See official rules to win at MarieCallendersMeals.com/1 million. Sponsored by Conagra Foods.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. It's remarkable sometimes what athletes and coaches say after losses. Call it coach speak, call it jock speak, but it's a unique language designed to say nothing at all. In the wake of his team's embarrassing opening night loss to the Philadelphia Eagles, Washington coach Mike Shanahan said this: they did what they've done in the past. What? The Eagles did nothing the way they've done it in the past under new coach Chip Kelly. If one thing was clear during the game, it was that Washington had no clue what was coming next from Kelly's no time between plays offense. Quarterback Robert Griffin III followed Shanahan and said that his team coming from 26 points down to lose by 6 was, quote, all you could ask. Really? You can't ask to win? Of course, that would make sense, which is exactly what Shanahan and Griffin are trying not to do. I'm John Feinstein.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on Road Handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Plumbers, Waterworks, and HVAC pros, this is Coach Terry Bradshaw. Are you looking for a team that gets you the supplies you need?
Yeah.
Then you want Ferguson. You can order your materials online, then pick them up at your branch or have them delivered. Yeah. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, your online orders now earn points you can use to get cool stuff, electronics, sports gear, even trips. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Then check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com.
For a limited time, score double points on all Renai products. Check out Ferguson.com/Pro Plus.
All right, you're back, Big Daddy Radio. Guess who's in the background singing? That's Lady Gaga. Applause. Welcome back, folks. You're on the Brian Garrity Big Daddy Radio Lifestyle Hour. We're here with a bevy of professional beauties. We have our co-host, Dr. Angela Moskowitz. She's wonderful. Hi. Best therapist ever.
So sweet.
And we have Jeannie Taylor, who's joining us for the first time from AKT CPAs and Business Consultants. She's the tax diva. I named her that. So she said it's the first time she's ever been called that. I can't believe it. You're so incredibly intelligent and right on. I don't believe someone hasn't called you that. And you're so gorgeous and well put together. And we have Lindsay Chilichilson here from 5-Star Escrow, who's going to be joining our show talking about pop culture stuff.
Ooh.
When we do that. And then we have our real estate days. So if anyone needs to get their house listed, you know what number to call, 619-399-3300. And we'll be talking more about the market next week on Wednesday.
It's getting better.
Yeah. But, Jeannie, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about the IRS. Would you believe that? Wouldn't that be a great question
IRS,
to be dumped on?
Geez,
I mean, we'd be here all day. Is
a
problem.
More fun topics than that. But.
No. Well, tell us what, on a day-to-day basis. I mean, you're definitely very intelligent and definitely know what you're doing. Tell us about your company, though, AKT CPAs.
AKT is we're a good-sized firm. We have about 200 people. In San Diego, we've been here for about 60 years. We used to be called Greisland and Tarkington, and then we merged with another firm. So we've been around for a long time. We have offices in Carlsbad, Escondido, and Mission Valley. And then we have offices in Oregon and Alaska also.
So you're a partner.
Yes, I'm a partner.
You're like one of the main people.
One of the lady partners.
Yeah. I don't
know. Yeah. So I represent the gals.
There you go. There you go. But and you deal with all types of different tax issues, business consulting. Like, what does the firm do in its entirety?
Our firm do a lot of, our main goal is to help our clients achieve their goals, which are mostly their financial goals. But when people are dealing with their finances, a lot of other things come in with it, which is really what keeps it much more interesting than just dealing with numbers. So we do the traditional accounting and tax minimization. You know, we just have another whole bunch of tax laws we're dealing with this year. So our mission is to learn them well enough to teach to be able to minimize the new taxes for our clients without getting them in trouble, and to maximize all the use of them. They're getting so complicated, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So
I can second that. And I'm not even the one preparing it.
Yeah.
I mean, we know the registered domestic partner thing, which I've been impacted by. It's something
absolutely ridiculous.
So we have a lot of people that listen into this show that, mm-hmm. that actually impacts.
In the last few years for registered domestic partners, we have had to file separate single tax returns for federal tax purposes, but married joint for California has been required. Mm. And so it just makes
so convoluted. Oh my god!
So ridiculous, mm-hmm. and more expensive, and it's just and silly. So at least we have a new federal law this year where now you can file married joint starting this year, and you're allowed to amend back to, I think it's 2008. Also, if you want to file joint for prior years, although I've been telling people try not to file joint if possible, if that meets with the rest of what's going on in your personal life, because if you're most domestic partners have two incomes and two people working, and if that's the case, you generally pay more tax by filing joint than you do by filing single.
Ah, wow. Interesting. Hmm. That's an important concept, mm-hmm. for people to understand. Now, registered domestic partners, was it optional? See, that's the part I don't, and if you don't know, was it 2010 and 2011, was that an optional?
It's been basically optional unless you get married. And when you register with the state of California also.
So California is a done deal. They recognize it.
Right.
But the federal government, they were doing like this optional, but you can or you didn't have to. They recognize it. They don't recognize it.
The federal government was not recognizing it, at least as far as tax and Social Security benefits and estate tax benefits, until this law just passed recently, a couple months ago.
Right. So it's something that people can be impacted by, and they really need to make sure that whoever's filing their taxes knows what they're doing.
That's right.
Because otherwise, you know, you're going to get a letter and you're not going to be happy. especially when you think you've done everything right and you've done everything as you were instructed to, maybe by a, you know, different professional. I don't know.
Well, that's what's difficult about the tax laws now, is they've become so complicated that you can think you're doing everything right, mm-hmm. and find out that you're way off.
Right.
And that's sad,
scary.
Because people, at least, especially when they have a fairly simple tax situation, they should easily be able to go on TurboTax or something, sure. and do their own returns. But it has to be so simple, like maybe just a W-2 now, mm-hmm. in order to do that. If there's anything else going on, it's insane, mm-hmm. all the different things. You know, there's 1,000 laws that go into every individual tax return.
Wow.
And if you don't know them, you're probably going to pay too much tax.
Right.
And so it shouldn't be that way. Mm-mm. Even people say, well, that keeps you guys busy. So you're, and we're like, yes, we're really busy and that's great, but we would rather it be right. a little less ridiculously complicated so mm-hmm. that it's more a little more fair.
So the tax diva, tax minimizer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Both in the same sentence. I think that's a key thing for mm-hmm. people to know. You'll be able to get a hold of Jeannie Taylor. She will be on our website, bigdaddyradio.com. And you can also email us, and we can forward you her information. And we want you to get a hold of her.
Or we're at aktcpa.com.
There you go. aktcpa.com. Get a hold of Jeannie Taylor. You heard her on Big Daddy Radio. But she's helped me. The firm working through, we were impacted with the registered domestic partner issues where it started because they didn't know where the other half of my income was. Can you explain that?
And I'm right very now, open with the listeners. We're teaching your IRS auditor the registered domestic partner rules because he knows nothing about them.
Now, that this is something, wait, this wow. is a true statement. Oh. They're literally having to educate the auditor on the RDP rules.
That's
which,
right.
So I'm paying to educate the IRS.
That's based, right.
And you're helping me.
It's been
me.
That way for a long time. We've almost always had to at least help the auditors understand the tax laws that they're dealing with on the returns that are being audited. Even the business auditors that come to our office, they're quite a bit more trained within IRS. They're often, at least they have their accounting degrees. And so they know a little bit more tax law, and they really try. Mm-hmm. But they just don't get as much training as we do. They just don't. So within our firms, we have a lot of training. Once you get your CPA license, you have to have 40 hours a year of training.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is, even on the business level, we teach the auditors enough law so that they can make a fair decision for our clients. And what we're finding, though, just recently in San Diego, is the San Diego auditors, especially the office auditors, like we're working with you, with on your deal,
yeah.
they don't know the law, and they don't want to believe us when we teach them the law
either. It's
crazy. And that's brand new that we haven't had before. But we've had, the last 2 years, we've had four different auditors that people in our office have worked with that we've been blown away, that they won't even let us teach them so that we can get a fair result. And so then we either
what
have to
happens?
Go to the supervisor yeah. within the office and hope that the supervisor knows the laws well enough, or we have to file an appeal. Mm-hmm. And then when we go to the appeals office, it just stretches it out. You know, it takes months to get your appeal heard. But then we'll go into the appeals office, and they are very well-trained CPAs. So then when we go in there, they say, oh, gosh, we're so sorry. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And here, we'll fix it for you. But in the meantime, you know, our client has to worry about it for another 6 months, and it's more expensive. And
for the layperson, it's just so anxiety provoking. It's such an anxiety ridden process.
And, it really is.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you know, you're living it.
Right.
And it just goes to show.
That way.
Oh my gosh.
Because of the voluntary compliance system in our
right.
country, it's
right.
designed to have everyone nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of articles that are published in the newspaper and on the radio and online every year that talk about IRS going after people,
mm-hmm.
and that's done on purpose to ensure that our voluntary compliance system continues mm-hmm. to work.
Works.
And people are scared enough to
gotcha.
Continue to report
but,
their income.
But what you're describing is like the blind leading the blind, and it's not till you get to this upper level that maybe you have more a more sophisticated knowledge of the laws. And does it drag on for 6, 9? 12 months?
Often, I mean, yes.
And it's painful. It's horrible. No. It's horrible.
So we have to hire people like you.
Control, but you know, we've yeah. really learned how to push them to try to get things done. And mm. you know, they have a hard system they're working within too. They're not allowed to use email. They're kind of behind the times, and even their communication that they're allowed to use. And so we just have to work with them their way and on their terms, and try to encourage them to work with us and trust us so that we can get the cases done.
Well, I'm, you know, open book here, share everything with the listeners. we don't have a problem with that. I think Jeannie being here today, and I hope you'll come back to the show. We're not done, but I hope you'll come back, because the IRS for many people is something that's very intimidating. Mm-hmm. When we get back from break, I want to share a little bit more about the story that we're talking about as it pertains to my case.
Well, that's your choice.
That's okay. No, we'll talk about it in general.
He's an open book.
Good.
So we'll be back, folks. Hang in there. You're on Brian Garrity, Big Daddy Radio Hour.
January 1st, health insurance is changing for all of us. So how is your insurance going to change? Will you be forced to buy a new policy or change your existing one? What are your options? Craig Gusson with Auerbach & Gusson is a certified health reform specialist who can help answer these questions today at no cost to you. Just call 858-546-4101. That's 858-546-4101 to learn everything you need to know about health reform. 858-546-4101. 4101. Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he's someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174, or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Five Star Escrow, the service you deserve when you need it most at closing. Five Star Escrow, fast, friendly, and accurate. Why would you settle for less? FiveStarEscrow.com. That's FiveStarEscrow.com. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
All right, we're back on the Brian Garrity Lifestyle Hour here on Big Daddy Radio on ESPN 1700 AM. You can also go to BigDaddyRadio.com and contact us via email or call us at 619-399-3300. We're here with, we're talking to Jeannie Taylor right now from AKT CPAs and Business Consultants, and we were talking about taxes and registered domestic partner issues that happen or can happen or could get you audited, and what, and then going through an audit process, how mm-hmm. much you guys are able to be objective, but how much it weighs on the person, even if the person knows, like, those are my expenses. It feels good after your Quicken report, though, and you look at it and right. you're like, that was a good call. You're right. Those mm-hmm. were all
that's
my expenses.
Right. So, and it doesn't, it all doesn't bother us too much. We're allowed to just mm-hmm. stay calm and go handle it. So it's, that's why, one of the reasons it's easier for us to handle than it is probably for most people to go deal with them themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they give us a lot of respect that, I don't know, I just good. Hear about my clients calling mm-hmm. IRS and, you know,
crazy.
The hard time they get.
Well, it's like the punitive parent.
CPA
and it triggers all that old stuff in us, that,
yeah,
right?
It totally does.
It was like the punitive parent, and you, where you second guess yourself. You think, oh, you know, I've done everything right. I've been above board. But then you go, wait, but did I miss something?
And
what if I forgot something? Am I going to get punished?
Like
it's really
that, yeah.
scary.
Yeah, it,
yeah.
Is. It is. That's why you don't, I think, like you're saying, unless you have a very simple. Like if you're self-employed or any of that stuff, you need to be going to someone like yourself.
Yeah, once right. you're self-employed, we can always save you more money in tax than it ever costs you to have us work for you.
Okay, so I mean,
if
that's,
you just have a W-2, then not so, not really.
I am so calling you.
Yeah, you definitely.
I am so calling.
Which is excellent.
Yeah.
So, what about Linda Chillen? Have you had any IRS?
No.
Fun.
Thank
no.
goodness.
I've had the easiest taxes ever.
Oh,
good.
Thank God. Good.
You love that.
Knock
wood,
on
sister.
Wood.
Knock wood. Knock, knock, knock.
Is not a bad thing. Guys,
it's not
it's
a
really,
fun place.
Yeah, I do TurboTax, so it's one
nice.
Time.
Nice.
So
you
know about tax
it's really
trends?
Nice.
No. Go ahead.
You'd ask me about tax trends. So the trend right now is that, well, first of all, Congress thinks that everyone needs to pay more tax. So in 2013, the tax rates went up a little bit for some people. They went up a lot for other people. And the people that they've gone up for quite a bit this year are people who are considered wealthy, is defined in the law. But almost every different law defines wealthy at a different income level. Mm. So for some of them, it's 200,000 single or 250,000 married. On up to, you know, another one of the laws, the capital gains increase in rate is at 400,000 single and 450,000 married. So they're all at different amounts. The itemized deductions start going away after you have income of $300,000. So they're all different. Hmm. And we have people, and especially that live in San Diego, where our cost of living is high here, that make $200,000, and they say, you know, I can pay my house payment, but I'm really not wealthy.
Right, yeah. We get
they
that.
Don't feel wealthy like they might if they made $200,000 in a
elsewhere.
Midwestern mm-hmm. small
oh, absolutely.
Town or something.
Right. So, you know, you're saying if they go over $300,000 that they can't take individual deductions from their
then
business?
Then our itemized deductions start phasing out at 3% of your income
so.
After your income's over $300,000. So it's a hidden tax increase that doesn't end up in the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
which Congress likes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it, in effect, it just increases your tax rate because some of your deductions get
sure.
Have to go mm-hmm. away. They get subtracted
you
off
know,
your
off top. Like what kind of deductions would be going away for
it's
some?
Basically all of them except, you know, there's some, I think it's basically, for all intents and purposes, it's all of them because it's a percent
oh
of your
gosh.
Income.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's huge.
So, I mean.
When I look at my rent and I look at, oh my
your
gosh,
bills.
I look at my expenses.
What if you get three kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, what it costs to live, going through a medical crisis. I mean, there's just so many things that
but
can
it's not
impact.
Like a person that makes $400,000, mm. the itemized deductions mm. start going away at $300,000. So then it's 3% of the $100,000 excess. So they'll lose about $3,000 of deductions. So it's not
oh,
huge.
Okay.
Like all your deductions
okay.
don't immediately go away.
Gotcha.
They start to
go away little by little.
Mm-hmm.
It's just craziness. And I think you what you said and what you've been candid about is if somebody's going to the IRS or through an IRS issue and they mm-hmm. come to you for representation, you want to be the one interfacing with that IRS mm-hmm. auditor. You don't need the client calling the IRS and trying to
no,
double tag. Or
we don't allow the client to go with us. And
talk
we
about that.
And when we have business audits, the auditor comes to our office and they're required to meet the business owner and see the business. So we go with them and they meet mm-hmm. our client and they see the business that they're auditing. But we don't have our clients there when we're doing the audit. And the
what a relief for the business owner.
It keeps her because it's very emotional for clients, and we don't want them there going, whoa, you know, Nick, you know, we can be more diplomatic, and we also don't want them to go on and on about something that needs, we don't want them to talk too much and say something that is just going to make their situation more difficult. So
it's just like
when people are anxious, they're likely to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just like coming, you know, I did law before real estate, not practice, but we would always sit the clients down before they had a deposition and say, the answer to the question is yes, no, or I don't know, period.
You know, don't
volunteer a bunch of information. And that's not because you're trying to hide something for somebody, but things become convoluted.
Right.
And what I found in my particular case is I filed my expense. Really ticks me off, I was going to say. But I filed the expenses that I had, and then 50% had to get assigned to my partner. 50% of my income had to get assigned to my partner. And then I'm getting audited wondering, where is the other half of your income or expenses or whatever, which it's turn into this long convoluted thing for other RDPs that have maybe filed that way. But I'm not under, you know, it's something that people need to be going to. And I had somebody file my taxes. I didn't try to do it on my own, but you know, you guys have really, it's amazing to me how the auditor did not want to recognize the RDP, the fact that we are registered domestic partners, and that's how the return should have been filed.
Wow. Yeah, it was very strange because then Jennifer took him the law, like, so she showed him the law, and he still didn't believe her.
I know, three hours worth. I mean, I'm just like, what is this? I'm paying to get the IRS educated, not having it. Can I write that off next year?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
So at least you'll feel a little better.
That's good to know. I don't know. I just, what I like about you and Jennifer Pratt, and we talked about you guys on the show, is you're very intelligent and you have a very great way of handling the clients. I think you know how to read the client, figure out what the best approach is, how to keep them in check, because it's so emotional for the client. And just like you said, no matter how right you are, it's still the IRS. They might not agree. Case in point, RDP.
We have to convince them.
There's
negotiation, and you have to show them that you're right you have to prove that you're right.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Angie, doesn't that just make you mad?
Well, I'm just thrilled she's out there. Make you mad, what part?
Way about this.
Oh, it's so disturbing. No, I mean, I went through an audit myself. Right after the triplets were born, we had tons of medical expenses. We had three kids in the NICU, and I had complications. I'm fine now, but... And it was a red flag, and we were terrified, awesome. Terrified. And it was a really long, arduous process. In the end, we did fine, and they asked, and we didn't have help like you. I mean, it's wonderful if we ever get that red flag in the future. I'm going to come call on you. But, you know, my husband went in and ended up showing a picture of the triplets, and off we went. But it's terrifying. It's a terrifying process.
Show them a picture of the triplets.
Well, she did. At the end, we were within $100. I was really pleased with that. But it was a really
records.
What about the conception that if you do get audited, a misconception, I should say, that each file has a target amount that they want to get from that taxpayer? Is that true or false?
All of the literature says it's false.
Right. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot with that.
No, that's
either.
Okay. And I've never seen that anything that really confirms that. I think that's you hear that about policemen.
Right.
You hear it about all sorts
you do.
Of people.
Right. But you think it's a fallacy.
I think it's a fallacy.
Yeah. I hope it's a fallacy.
Because most of the audits that we handle come away with no change. So I don't think so. That's the case.
So go get them, Tiger. Like, hopefully everything's going
to
work out
fair.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so, they're so lucky to have them. So it goes back to, for people that are listening, they also do wealth management or financial planning for people.
Yes,
is that
that's right?
Right.
I didn't finish that when you asked what our firm does. We have a lot of services in our firm, not just accounting. You know, we do a lot of clients' accounting and bookkeeping. We do their tax planning. We do their tax returns. And we do financial audits, all the traditional stuff. But we have a really great wealth advisors team that manages money for our clients. We have a great pension department that creates pension plans in the ways that will benefit our business owners the most. And then they administer them and they do everything so that the business owners don't have to worry about their pension plan staying in compliance and all that stuff. And then we have a employee benefits group that, especially for our larger clients, they're pros at going out and helping them minimize their cost of health care benefits and maximize the benefits that they can provide for their employees at a minimal cost.
Hmm.
And that's been
amazing.
Pretty amazing. And especially right now with all the health care laws going into effect, mm-hmm. they're masters of staying up on what's going on and what employers need to deal with it.
It just seems like, I mean, you say you have this voluminous amount of tax law changes, mm-hmm. pension changes, whatever. It's
we
totally
do a lot
crazy.
Of business sale work, too. There's a lot of business sale activity going on now that the economy is mm-hmm. recovering. And there's a lot of baby boomers that are getting to the age where they're ready to retire. Mm-hmm. So we spend a lot of our time, we do a lot of business sale work for people, too.
Interesting.
Well, you guys do an amazing job. I mean, I'd love to, you know, viewers email questions and have Jeannie mm-hmm. back. If there's our tax diva that can tell us all the good stuff that people are maybe afraid to ask.
She's but laughing every time you say that.
She's amazing. They're just their knowledge is so. I'm just so impressed with their professionalism and their knowledge and just the whole mm-hmm. firm. I'm very impressed with the way she has handled my situation, and a great relationship has come out of that. But she's
Thank
been very
Ryan.
Good for just keeping me sane because mm-hmm. it's crazy making. Yeah. It is. So, folks, we have Lindsay chilling here. We're going to do, like, when we do our pop culture weeks, we're talking real estate, which is my day job. But when mm-hmm. we talk about pop culture, I want to have, like, a panel like The View has. So since I got it from a couple of weeks ago when we mm-hmm. had some characters here on the
oh
show.
Oh, my, we did. Yes, we
you know,
did.
That's, and so,
that was a hoot.
So
oh, did you hear that show?
No.
Either of you. Okay, just, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, Angela and I didn't talk about it until the week
we're
later.
We're still reeling from it. It was wild.
So Angela's mad.
Well, I had a lot of powerful mixed feelings from that show. That's all. I mean, I'll be honest. It went all over the charts.
Right.
You
I
know,
agree, me too.
And I had to take a little time to digest
what
I was hearing.
Digesting that too. Are you kidding me?
You know,
so was crazy.
And it was really provocative. And maybe we can do an extension of that show at some point.
Yeah, we had some people in that had been long time community activists, and we were supposed to be talking about Harvey Milk's American Diner, which is a great
newly
place.
Opened,
newly
amazing.
Opened,
amazing. Yes.
Yeah, it's
I can't wait
University
to go.
University and Six, go up there and patronize them. But
it was the same week that our
Filner
was leaving.
So we had one of the characters on that was there, and he's like, "I want to talk about the Filner thing," and I'm like, "Daddy, don't do politics." But okay, and I mean, I got bowled over with like, "Go Bob Filner." It's you know, with the stuff that's been out there about him and the misogyny and all the other icky stuff he's done to women. I'm sorry, we don't support Bob Filner on this program.
Yeah.
So I know he's sorry. Yeah. They put it out there, and I wanted to get that on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what you guys think, but I can't imagine. So
when he got elected, my brother-in-law said, you know, he's been representing our district for years, and he has constant sexual harassment activity, the guy is just scum.
Yeah.
I mean, he said that right after he got elected, and I didn't know anything about him.
But I want to know how he was in politics for 40 years, and it just surfaced now. Like how Jeannie's saying about the prior complaints or the prior sexual harassment.
Right, and that's why I think we should have maybe another show on just this issue of misogyny and it, which is women hating. I don't know if, anybody knows what misogyny means, but we've only got 2 minutes left. I think it's worthy of another show.
Yeah, we have coming up Siobhan's here from LPL Financial. They do the CEO show. But we have Lindsay, you're going to be part of our panel.
Very excited.
Are we going to have fun?
Oh, yeah.
Are you watching X Factor tonight?
Always.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
X Factor's back tonight. We're going to talk to Angie about
going
The Voice.
Yeah.
And
oh, you're so funny.
Oh, I was on Facebook today.
Oh,
and then,
what has Sally done?
Yeah,
ooh, I haven't seen.
And we're also so lucky that
Sally,
our tax diva and tax minimizer, Jeannie Taylor, is here from AKT CPAs and Business Consultants. I love her. And I love her intelligence. I love smart, beautiful women. And Sonia Fitzpatrick, the pet psychic, whether you're on the fence or not, I'm telling you, there's some really uncanny things that she could tell you. Read her books. You can download them, or you can go online to SoniaFitzpatrick.com. So we have to sign off. We're running over. You're on BigDaddyRadio.com, ESPN 1700 AM, every week, Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Can't wait to have all of you back and do our view type show. We need to.
That'll after be that, fun.
Well,
we need to.
After that Filner thing happened, for
yeah.
sure. Everybody, XOXO, have a great week. We'll talk
Adios.
To you soon.
What did she put on Facebook?